You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with the local newscast. A U.S. House committee has held a hearing focusing on bills to remove federal protections for grizzly bears and gray wolves. One of them, sponsored by Wyoming's Harriet Hageman, would delist the grizzly in the three-state Greater Yellowstone ecosystem. Wyoming Game and Fish Director Brian Nesvik testified, saying the growing bear population is leading to increased conflicts between animals and livestock or humans. He says it's time to move management over to the states.
Each time this population has been delisted, the proverbial goalpost required to delist has moved. Each time it has moved, the states have responded with corresponding changes to regulatory mechanisms and statutes, but to date to no avail.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is already reviewing grizzly populations in Greater Yellowstone and in northern Montana. That agency opposes these bills, saying politicians shouldn't circumvent the Endangered Species Act. The U.S. Department of Energy has opened a short public comment window on an experimental nuclear technology in eastern Idaho. Eric Tegetoff has more.
The agency has released a draft environmental assessment for testing of what's known as molten chloride fast reactor technology at the Idaho National Laboratory. The technology is from TerraPower, a company owned by Bill Gates developing nuclear reactor designs. Head of the Snake River Alliance, Lee Ford, is critical of the experiment, saying it won't benefit Idaho.
First, nuclear energy is too slow and expensive to help with the climate crisis. The environmental assessment says that maybe 10 jobs will be created, but we're not sure if those people are from Idaho or not. And third, the waste created from this experiment will stay in Idaho.
Ford says the technology uses highly enriched uranium, which presents proliferation fears. She also says the assessment doesn't properly address impacts to ground and surface water in eastern Idaho. The Energy Department says it's committed to reviving and expanding domestic nuclear energy to help the U.S. reach its goal of net zero emissions by 2050. For Northern Rockies News Service, I'm Eric Tegetoff.
Yellowstone National Park will receive more than $200 million in federal funding for road improvement projects. The park estimates it has about $1 billion in deferred maintenance and repairs, and the majority of that is related to roads. The most significant project is the replacement of the aging Yellowstone River Bridge on the Northeast Entrance Road. The park says the new bridge has an estimated completion date of 2026 and will ensure safe year-round access to the towns of Silvergate and Cook City, Montana. Other plans starting this year include another bridge replacement on the Lewis River near the park's south entrance, plus road rehab between Old Faithful and West Thumb, and flood repair damage on the Northeast Entrance Road. Visitors to these areas should expect short delays. The majority of the funding comes from the Great American Outdoors Act, which passed in 2020. You're listening to KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.